Thank you for calling the Protective Services Reporting Hotline. This telephone call may be monitored and recorded for training, record-keeping, or quality assurance purposes. Your continued participation in this telephone call will constitute your consent to be monitored and recorded.
Hi, this is Tiffany with the Pennsylvania Adult Protective Services Hotline. May I get your name and the best number to reach you in case we get unexpectedly disconnected?
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name. Can I get your name again?
Tiffany, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y.
Thank you. This is Nina Knight. My phone number is 267-551-7414.
Spell your last name, please.
K-N-I-G-H-T.
Okay, thank you. And are you calling to make a report for somebody in need of protective services? Or are you looking for information?
File a report.
And the name of the person that the report will be for?
This is for Amy, A-M-Y. Last name is P-E-N-I-G-H-E-T-T-I.
And date of birth for Amy?
12/7/1954.
Address for Amy, please.
Address is 7 Welsh, W-E-L-S-H, Drive. Apartment 108 is actually a nursing home facility.
And the town that it's in?
This is in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Alrighty, and the zip code, please.
17601.
Okay, and is there a good phone number for her?
It is 717-696-9250.
And is this an ongoing concern or something isolated to a particular date or set of dates?
This is something that just transpired.
Like, is it something that happened today?
It's recent, 2 days ago.
All right, so the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your relationship to her?
We are her home care agency provider.
And the name of that agency?
Family First Home Care.
And an office address?
Number 1, Windin, W-I-N-D-I-N-G, Drive, Suite 205. And that's in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And the zip is 19131.
Do you have a social security number for her?
No, I do not.
And about a Medicaid or MCI number?
Okay, Medicaid number. Medicaid number is 290-698-9450.
She was assigned as and identifies as female?
Yes.
Her ethnicity and race?
Caucasian.
Her marital status?
No, I do not know of.
Does she require any kind of communication assistance, like a device, a tablet, a caption phone?
No.
And Does she live alone? Does she have
roommates? She stays in a room by herself. She's in a nursing home facility.
Okay. And it's not like independent living, like owned by a nursing facility?
I believe it's independent.
So the nursing home itself is not providing her care.
They're not providing care. So she's actually independent living.
Okay. Do you know the name of the facility?
I just have Lancaster Nursing and Rehabilitation Center.
That's it comes up in Google as a different address. Okay. So is it, it's a building, not an apartment that she's in.
Yeah, it's a building. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yeah, it's a building, but she is in an actual apartment. So
okay.
I think it's like half nursing home, like full skill, and the other part is independent.
Is her mailing and residential address the same?
Yes.
And she is at the facility now? She's not in the hospital or anything like that?
She's at the facility.
Okay. Anybody to list as an emergency contact?
We don't have anyone. I mean, I could give you her service coordinator information. She would be the one that knows more information in regards to her.
That's up to you. I can put it in, or
you can take it. Her name is
or I can put nothing.
Kimberly,
okay.
Kimberly Baer, Baer, and the number that is provided for her is 717-823-3665.
Okay. And what agency is she with?
She is with, one second, American Health Caritas.
And do you know who Amy's primary care physician is?
No, I do not.
Any idea the last time she was seen by the doctor?
No, I do not.
Alrighty, thank you for being patient while I got her demographic information entered.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
And so what happened on the 16th that you need to report for Amy?
Okay, so first and foremost, she started with us back in August the 6th, 2025. She was approved for 56 hours, which was split between two agencies. We staffed her on 9-5. That's when we were authorized to bill. The problem was the caregiver that was assigned to her informed us that she started with her on 9-1, and we was not authorized. The other agency was. So due to we could not pay her because we was not authorized, she quit on 9-12. We notified Ms. Amy that we would get her a replacement caregiver. She refused because she wanted the current caregiver back. We informed her to contact the S service coordinator to see if those hours from the other agency staffed her. If not, if they send them hours over, we can accommodate the caregiver for them days. She refused.
Wait, hang on. I'm trying to type and keep up.
I'm sorry.
So you said that she started with you guys on 8-6.
Right. which
but
we only was
authorization didn't go through.
No. See, she started with us on 8/6, and then she left on 8/31 with another agency. Then she came back, but when she came back to us, we was only authorized for September the 5th. So September the 1st through the 4th was with the other agency that she was currently with. So she was upset.
Okay.
Yeah, she bounced back. So she was here, and then she left, and then she bounced back to us. So she was upset that we could not pay her aid, you know, due to the hours was with another agency. And we did not get confirmation that the other agency staffed her for those days. So it wound up being she was upset that the aide did not want to stay with her because the aide did not get paid. She refused a replacement caregiver, and she checked herself in a hospital. She checked herself.
What day did she check herself into the hospital?
She checked herself in the hospital on 9/16. So the hospital treated her. They didn't find anything wrong. They discharged her later on. That caused her to fall 1:40-something in the morning. Time it was 1:45 in the morning, the ambulance was called, and she was transported back to which hospital it was. She was transported back to Lancaster Hospital due to she told them that she did not want to be left home alone. So we informed her that we do have a replacement caregiver that can start with her. She refused, and then we later got confirmation in the system that she discharged to another agency.
When did she discharge to another agency?
Let me see. Last day of services, and here is, I was trying to staff her. Yesterday. So we got confirmation yesterday that she transferred to another agency.
Okay, so because she refused a caregiver, she ultimately ended up at the hospital, came home, fell because she didn't have a caregiver at home.
The point of the matter is the caregiver that was scheduled with her, I have no clue on whatever time the other agency is staffing the hours, but the caregiver that we provided her works 9 to 5. So she fell during the night. She says she did not want to be left alone. So I'm not for sure if the other agency was staffing her during the evening and nighttime hours. That I'm not, because I'm not familiar with.
Okay. When she fell, was she hurt, or she just didn't want to be home alone?
She did not want to be home alone. I just felt like this was like a self-neglect. We offered her a caregiver. She refused that caregiver because she wanted the one that she had.
Okay. Okay. So when the 56 hours, is that 56 hours total split between two,
yep,
or just
mm-hmm.
what? You guys
between
were.
Two. Yep. Between two agencies.
Okay. All right. And any informal support, family, friends, neighbors, anybody that could step in and help out if she needed anything?
No, we don't have that information due to she's staying in the actually independent nursing home facility.
Okay. All righty. I do have other questions I'm required to ask. You answer them to the best of your ability. Or
yes.
Amy.
Mm-hmm.
you feel she's in a life-threatening situation, and why do you feel the way that you do?
I feel like she is, only because of the recent hospitalization.
You mean the one from the 16th?
Yes. I just feel like she doesn't want to be left where she's at alone.
How long was she in the hospital? Like, she went in on the 16th?
They discharged her, like, several hours later. They didn't see nothing, like, you know, harmful or, you know, that she needed treatment. So they discharged her.
Okay. I think my timeline is off in my notes. So the caregiver quit 9/12. She didn't want another caregiver. She went to the hospital on her own on the 16th, was sent home, fell early morning. I think technically that would make it the 17th.
Yep, 17th.
Okay. So she was at the hospital on the 16th. And okay. That's – I just want to make sure that I have that correct. Okay. All right. Is she at risk of being socially isolated?
No.
Do you know, does she go out in the community? Does she interact with others?
She does.
Do you know the other agency that provides care?
The other agency is called Ameris Home Health.
A-M-E-R-I-S?
No, A-M-E-R-I-A, apostrophe S, America's Home Health.
Okay. Would you happen to have a phone number for them?
I do not. I just looked at the authorization, and the service coordinator put in the notes that the hours is split between two agencies.
Do you know if there's a second home care agency that has been assigned?
All I know is just us, Family First, and Americans Home Health.
Okay, but she's not getting services from you guys anymore, though, correct?
No, they actually terminated us yesterday.
Okay. Any amputations or arthritis for her?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Functional limitations or things she cannot do for herself? Or what is it that she needs help with? Bathing, dressing, toileting, shopping, housekeeping?
Yep. Assistant of daily living.
Does she need help with, like, money management and all that as well?
That I do not know of.
Any medication mismanagement?
That I do not know of.
Any physical traumas, cuts, burns, bruises?
No.
Okay, poor hygiene or poor nutrition?
No.
Any unmet personal needs, like she needs glasses, dentures, hearing aids, but she doesn't have them?
No.
Any untreated medical conditions like wounds or sores?
No.
Any diagnoses like Lou Gehrig's disease or Alzheimer's or dementia?
That I do not know of.
Any autism or intellectual disabilities?
No.
Any vision or hearing impairments?
No.
Any brain injuries, traumatic or acquired?
No.
Any chemical dependencies like alcohol or substance abuse?
No.
Epilepsy or seizures?
No.
Any mental health concerns, treated or not treated?
No.
Okay. And so then what are any of her disabilities or diagnoses?
That we don't get that information. Only the service coordinator get the actual diagnosis.
Okay. So all of those then would be unknown.
Yeah, it would
like
be unknown.
The brain injury, mental health, all that's unknown.
Yeah, we don't get that information.
She ever seemed to be confused or disoriented?
No, never since I've been speaking with her. No.
Okay. Has she said she feels threatened, intimidated, unsafe?
No.
Any hallucinations?
No.
Recent suicidal talk, actions, or thoughts?
No.
Any concerns with the environment of her home, like inadequate utilities, things in need of repair, garbage accumulation?
No.
Any dangers to be aware of if someone were to visit, like known drug activity, pets, weapons, neighborhood dangers?
Mm-mm.
Any concerns with her finances, like missing assets, depleted accounts, mismanagement of funds?
No.
Know who handles her finances?
She does.
All right. Well, I have everything that I need. Thank you for calling. We do take all concerns very serious. A couple quick reminders before we get off the phone. Because she is over the age of 60, this report will go to the Office on Aging in the county that she's located. If you have further concerns, you can always call back and we'll file another report. Just keep in mind that because of confidentiality, the hotline does not have access to the report once it's submitted, so we're not able to provide any kind of information or update on the status of this concern. Because you're considered a mandated reporter, you do need to submit that written mandatory abuse report to the Office on Aging within the next 48 hours. Did you need that information or do you have that information?
I have it.
All right. And your agency should receive a final status of the report from the Office on Aging if prior to that point somebody reaches out. Just document their name and number so you can speak with them directly.
Gotcha. Okay.
Any other questions or concerns I can help with?
No, that was all.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, and you have a nice afternoon.
You as well. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.